Hi, this is Mike Essen. We have a guest today who's a millennial conservative activist, and he's going to talk about millennials whose vote we need. His name is Mauricio Pons. He is the head of the FIU College Republicans and a local conservative activist. Mauricio, welcome to the Mike Essen Show.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Thanks for coming. Talk about millennials and what their agenda is politically, please, Mauricio.
Most of them don't really know their political orientation right now because they really haven't experienced. You know, most of them just started college; they've never voted before. If not, they could be 2 or 3 years into their college education, and they still haven't voted. And because of like these preconceived connotations of Republicans and certain political parties, they just lean one way or another because of these connotations, these stereotypes. And what happens is that they're conservative. Most of them are. Most of their ideology leans that way, but they just haven't realized that because of all these stereotypes that the left has presented upon them.
What stereotypes are they that you'd like to tell my audience, please?
Saying that, conservatives are the party of the white, saying that, they're racist and basically lean only one way in a preference. They say that they're basically big, fat, corporate fat cats, people that only care about their wealth and their personal interests, people that really don't care about the community and lifting it up. And, that's pretty much the connotations. Well, they say that Democrats are the party of opportunity, et cetera, but in reality of all this, you can look at this presidential cycle alone. The Republicans have had 2 Hispanics, an African-American, a woman, an Indian American, and while the Democrats, they've completely represented the stereotype that they presented upon the Republican Party. So if anyone is basically, defaming the party just by giving stereotypes, they're just representing themselves, but just pointing fingers at the Republicans.
And what would you say would lead the millennials to realize they're really conservative?
Issue here in the country is student debt and trying to get a college education. Most jobs nowadays require some form of college education, even though it's a very small and menial job. What happens is that most of these seniors, 7 out of 10 of them actually graduate with some form of student debt. And under this administration, we've seen over $1 trillion in student debt accumulate. That's almost the same amount of money we owe countries such as Japan and China. Now, what happens is this, Mike, that, these kids want to get an opportunity, some form of it, so that they can make some sort of money and pay off these student debts, while the Democrats just offer them some sort of loan forgiveness, forms of things in that form. But in reality, they're trying to give them a quick way out so they can get out of this problem. But the thing is that the Republicans and their principles and what they stand for basically is what gives these people the economic opportunity to get a job. The reason why...
Hello, Mauricio.
Yes?
Continue, please.
The issue is that we have so many laws and regulations right now, for instance, Obamacare, that it increases the amount of expenditures for a business, a company. So because of this, it makes it more limited, more harder to afford to hire new employees and to bring them onto the workforce because of all these expenditures. A great example of this that the Democrats have put forward, making it hard for college graduates to actually get some form of employment, is Obamacare. I personally know a lady that she actually lost her company and had to lay off over 180 employees just because of Obamacare, because she had over 50 employees and she had to go pay a majority part of the Obamacare. So because of these sort of regulations, things of that nature, what happens is that most of these companies aren't going to hire these new college graduates, because if they're going to go pay for any employee at all, it's going to be someone who already has prior experience. And what this does to college graduates is that they have to go spend another year or two of their life without getting any similar income, having to go accumulate their college debt, their student loans, because they can't get any form of experience directly coming out of college because the opportunity doesn't present itself because of these regulations. And And because of that, you know, these people are trying to find a quick way out, because if they don't find any source of income, they're going to have a debt accumulate on them to the point where they're going to be paying off the rest of their lives.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because people will understand that. I hope millennials are listening to this show. What I'm going to do now, Mauricio, is name economic. I'm going to go one by one: economics, foreign policy, and social issues. You'll tell me where most millennials really stand, okay?
Absolutely.
Economic issues in general.
Economic issues? What millennials want is jobs. If I could name how many people I know at my local that are trying to find some form of work right now in the local economy, it's almost impossible for them. I know people that have had experience for years working during the summers that just because they don't have a college degree yet, they just can't get a job in that field because of that. So what millennials want is jobs, but the current conditions, like I said before, are not there.
Foreign policy,
you know, as a millennial being raised up during the pre and post 9/11 era, a lot of the millennials have a very strong position on the Middle East, and they actually want to make sure that American security, national security comes first, and they want to make sure that we don't go through the same events that happened that dreadful day in 2001.
Social issues.
A lot of millennials are very open towards gay marriage, recreational marijuana, things of that nature. And they basically believe that everyone deserves a form of equality.
Okay. Mauricio, millennials don't realize they're conservative. How could we bring it to light? Like, how could we flash something in their face indiscreetly and say, you're really conservative, but you don't realize it?
Well, voters vote out of their pocket. How much they make and what goes on. Now, if we were to present to the millennials about what's this thing called, how they are not getting—they're not able to get a job during college or even sometime after college because of the regulations that Democrats have put forward, like I said before, Obamacare and all these laws and statutes and practices that certain businesses have to do. They could get the opportunity to get hired. That gives the companies that want to expand, that want to make more money, that want to have more business, the opportunity to hire them. And what happens is that once they realize that the Republican Party is the party of opportunity, the true party of equality, the party that could push them forward and give them, you know, their dream of being able to support themselves, have a job, and maybe even one day make their own business, that's when millennials are going to realize that they're going to go vote Republican, because they realize they've always been a Republican in the first place.
Mauricio the Swami, how long will that take before that happens, do you think, around?
How long do I think that's going to take?
Yes.
I think that it could happen within 10 years from now. It could happen within 6 months from now. What I think is important is that the Republican Party and, individuals like myself were to go explain this to other people and tell them about how it really is and what's going on, because most of these people just think that, you know, I'm going to go get a bailout from the Democrats, I'm going to get loan forgiveness, and this is not going to be taken care of. But when I tell them about the opportunity that why they don't even, the realization of why they don't even have that economic opportunity, why they're forced into that position in the first place, that's what's when that happens, they're going to realize they're Republican. And when they realize that, they're going to start voting conservatively. And that's when we're going to have real change, a real impact, and we're actually going to have that economic opportunity that we saw in the 60s and the 50s again.
Mauricio, how much of the percentage of the vote would you say are the millennials, if you had a guess? Hello, Mauricio? Yeah, how much of the percentage of the vote are the millennials, would you say?
How many actually vote?
What percentage of the vote? That's still a lot, though. Mauricio, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the audience before I ask you to give your website out?
Well, I like to say this. I believe that, you know, every single individual has an opportunity, and that opportunity is to vote. When they say vote doesn't matter, that's a lie. Why do I say that? Because when you and your friends come up, and what think, what do you want to do in society, what you think should be done, that could be pushed by you and your friends. People have won elections by less than 50 votes, and if you come out and volunteer for a campaign, you know, one vote may not decide the election, but one volunteer can. So I'm telling millennials right now that if they were to go realize...
Hello? Hello, Mauricio?
Hello?
Hi, continue, please.
That they can be the difference. They can be the one that makes the difference in the election. That they can be the one that changes America. So I'm trying to get out to millennials, and that's why I do what I do.
You've spent an excellent message out. Would you care to give the website out of your organization, please?
You go on Facebook.com and you search up the FIU College of Republicans. You can follow our posts, our activities, any events that we have in your area. And if you have a question, just send a message to the FIU College of Republicans and we'll get right back at you.
Mauricio, it's been a pleasure having you on my show. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, Mike. God bless.
This is my guest in signing off.